Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Empty set for Shuck, looks back in the middle of traffic, and he's going to go down with James Pierce making the sack. The rookie from Tennessee drops Shuck back at the 48-yard line, and it's going to be third down.
Another one.
There you go.
It's 8:04 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift, and we are live from the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Start packing. Look, it's already been a crazy morning here at Eagle Watch because Mike doesn't have a car and Bo is parked in the ladies' spot. So
things have gone off the rails.
I was not – my golf cart was violated this morning by two people that I know who are going to get payback, by the way.
Dang.
That moved my golf cart so they could take the spot that I was parked in. And now I'm once again in the ladies' spot, which has history in it. And so,
bad history.
It's that same lady, Bo?
So, I can't tell you. Oh. I'll know if there's a note on my golf cart.
Oh, man, y'all are crazy. I love it. I also just saw somebody getting stretched out over there. I'm about to go partake in that whole ordeal.
Yes, Stretch Zone is here making sure everybody is warmed up before they hit the golf course today.
That's about to happen.
The dude told me you can lower your handicap by 3 strokes. So
I'm going to put that to the test today.
I mean, yeah, that would be nice.
We are going to get the wake-up call in just 1 second. I do want to ask you this question, and I'm curious to see if anybody in the wake-up call will have this thought process. If the game plan 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, when Kirk Cousins had to start against the Dolphins, had panned out the way it did yesterday, how much clamoring do you think we would have had for Kirk Cousins to start the rest of the season?
Oh. Well,
probably more than you think, because that would have been coming off that San Francisco game, right? That wasn't overly great for Penix.
Yeah.
I just think that there's so much more open to the playbook because of his knowledge of NFL offenses and Kirk Cousins. And, you know, like Mr. Yo, who's obviously a big listener, Squid Nation, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Love the guy. But he's like, oh, look at this. Not under center. Here he is throwing a touchdown in Washington. Like, oh, you got one play. I think the thing that I just keep coming back to, if Penix was really comfortable in going under center, reading NFL defenses, dropping back, all that, do you think they would just shut off half of what is their playbook? Is there too much leniency with not force-feeding it? We can have that discussion.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't say I disagree. But the reality of the situation is, and somebody brought up Caleb. Harry Douglas and I were debating last night on Twitter, and he brought up Caleb Williams. Oh, Ben Johnson made him do it. Well, Ben Johnson's the head coach. Ben Johnson didn't draft Caleb Williams. And Ben Johnson didn't walk into this year with the expectations the Falcons did in what a lot of people put on it, win or go home. And it's go home for the coaching staff. So he can be a little bit more iron fist with forcing that.
I don't know. I think Raheem would have and should have had the authority to force that to happen. So and you and I are at odds when it comes to that. But I do look back at the five-game losing streak, and I'm going, okay, if you had played better offensively against Miami and then gone on a three-game losing streak with Penix back at quarterback, I think we might have gotten to this point either way of Kirk Cousins starting, in my opinion.
Here's the thing. How do we know that Raheem's not the one that said, no, get to the under center later? Right now, let's go. How do we don't know where all this breakdown and under center and pistol, and I'm going to ask Arch when we have him on here. But who said what? Who put their foot down where?
There you go.
There are a lot of questions after yesterday, but here are the headlines before you clock in to talk about it, the water cooler. The Hawks beat the Charlotte Hornets last night, 113-110. They're going to play the Wizards tomorrow. Baker Mayfield exited the Bucks game with a left shoulder sprain. Tampa lost 34-7 to the Rams. The Raiders offensive coordinator Chip Kelly has been fired, and the Cowboys came back from a 21-0 deficit to beat the Eagles 24-21.
There you go. Thoughts, questions, concerns, comments, excitement, whatever you got. The wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Dylan, let's hit it. I am looking over at the stretch zone, and I'm like, that needs to happen at every golf tournament ever.
Yeah.
Like what a great what do you call those activations?
Yes.
What a great activation, because I cannot wait to get my everything loosened up.
Well, you are stranded here for quite some time too, so maybe after you play.
See, you just keep doing that, and you know what? The keys are lost at home. I'm not going to blame anybody for who lost the keys at home, but I did have to get a ride that was a 40-minute somewhat drive up here from my house.
So you don't like it when it's on the other foot, huh? The shoe. Yeah, you're receiving into the shots now.
I feel like I'm having to defend my wife's honor right now, because she lost my keys.
Whoa.
Anyways.
Hey, Dylan, clip that.
Hey, let's go let's go to the phone lines. Let's talk to Dave. He's over in Duluth. Dave, what do you think this morning, man? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. I'm very pleased with the defense, of course, of how they played and being around the Falcons since the Swanee days and knowing some of the guys. I'm very impressed with Cousins because he reminded me of the all-time greats of Montana and Brady. And when you have offensive arsenal that no one expects and you use and utilize every component of it, like the Warners, like the Drummonds, like the Seals, and get these guys involved and show that they can make a contribution enough to help you win a game. And they should have been doing this all season if possible instead of focusing solely on your super all-star, all-pro receiver. When you use and utilize all the components of your offensive arsenal and they can contribute like they did yesterday, then it's only a positive going forward, and I hope they take that into next season. Thanks.
I appreciate the phone call, Dave, from Duluth. We have not brought up Dylan Drummond, but we probably need to talk about at some point today the series of events right before halftime where you hit Charlie Warner, Dylan Drummond catches the ball, gets out of bounds, and then Kirk Cousins also scrambles out of bounds, takes a shot from Justin Reed along the sideline, which was a little bit late / out of bounds, all the above. But the operation at the end of half was really impressive with Kirk Cousins under center.
It's Zach Robinson's fault. They should have coached Michael Penix to throw to other players. So, that's the way it goes, right? I mean, they clearly didn't force him to throw to other players. They said, oh, you can throw it to Drake. No, it was a really good job. But give the credit to those guys, too, stepping up. Are bad and whatnot. We only had one more win than them going into the game. The other thing I would tell you is that their defense was the best part of their team. Their defense is nowhere near as bad as they are as an offensive team.
Yeah, I agree with that. Let's go back to the phone lines. Dylan, let's go talk to our buddy Tinker. He's over in Kennesaw. Tink, what's going on, man? Happy Monday.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man.
Y'all going to get on that putting green today and do like Ty from Caddyshack and do a little
Probably need to get out there as much as I can. I'm looking at it right now.
All right, I'm going to hit the Falcons up, and then I have a question for you. As far as the Falcons, come on, dog. That was the Saints. Saints couldn't beat the Kennesaw Generals. The only people watching Falcons games right now are Rams fans. And the only question left is what's going to be in the gift basket they're going to send us after the season's over. It's Falconitis.
Hey, Tank, trust me, it's coming back.
Tank,
I'm not going to let you Grinch right now, man. I'm going to move on from that phone call, man. I'm not going to let you Grinch on me right now. The vibes are high.
Yeah.
And you know what? We also lost to Carolina when we had no business losing to Carolina. We also lost to Miami when we had no business losing to Miami.
Saints just beat Carolina.
Go out and beat the teams you're supposed to beat and get it done. Hey, let's go. Let's move on. Let's go to Otis O-Dog over in College Park. What's going on, Otis?
What's up, Mike? Mike Mafia's in the building.
Let's go.
What's up, Allie? What's up, Squid? What's up, man?
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? That's my buddy there, though. Hey, look, first of all, yeah, exactly, Mike. Don't be calling in this morning, Grinching, Scrooging, Bah-Hub-Bugging. We won, man. Let's just be happy about it.
Thank you.
I'm happy that the fact, Mike, that we, man, I saw at least 50% of that offense in a three tight end formation, man, and it looked beautiful. And this is a question that I have for Zach. I was just like, why can't we use that formation for it? If it's because he can't run it, I get it. But that's still a problem for us that we need to find a way, because that offense I saw yesterday, the blend, it was the blend of passing and running. It was perfection, Mike. It was perfection.
The marriage of the passing game to the run day, to the run game, O-Dog. I completely agree. I also appreciate you holding the vibes high for the Mafia while the members of Squid Nation like Tinker try to call in and hold us down. You know what I mean? It's a victory Monday. We're going to hold it up top and make sure we celebrate that Falcons victory for sure. Let's go back and try to get one more in. Let's go talk to Marcus. He's over in Sandy Springs. Marcus, what's going on, man? Happy Monday.
What's up? Happy Monday, Squid Nation in the building.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, that's right.
Squid. Yo, look, I'm super excited since the Falcons won, but right now I got a lot of mixed emotions. Like, who do we blame now? Like, before, we were blaming the OC, and then, you know, we get Kirk Cousins in, and he's changing the whole mindset. It's almost like I'm confused a little bit. Like, what are we talking about now? What's next? You know? Michael Penix comes back. Almost like, do we want him back?
All right, we gotta cut Marcus off. We're cutting in and out right there. But Squid Nation's always looking for somebody to blame. It's not that simple.
Oh, stop. Can I address that? Who do we blame? Well, that might be the point that some of us have been trying to make all along. It's not one person to blame.
Never is.
It's
isn't.
Have they babied the eighth overall draft pick a little bit? Maybe. Is he comfortable doing some of the things that Kirk did? No, maybe not. Is he also started 162 games in NFL like Kirk Cousins has, where he's seen a lot of things and it's, you know, the football IQ of as far as playing that position is there. Kirk Cousins has a lot of the answers to the test. Michael Penix hasn't even seen some of the questions on the test.
Yeah, and there's no doubt about it. You're also – there's a lot of things that go into it, and you have to wear the five-game losing streak, but you're also an extra point away from having three straight overtime games. And that's that. We need to keep that in mind when we talk about this team and talk about their record and try to blame people. So, yeah, it is what it is right now.
Well, and we got to keep moving because we got to be on time for the one and only Dave Archer. So I want to remind you to join us the morning shift every Friday for the Tailgate at Home. It's presented by Publix. Bo will fire up the grill, share his favorite game day recipes, and you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at the morning shift. It's the Tailgate at Home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom, feel the hype this year with Publix. Yes, coming up, fresh off the trip from New Orleans, former QB and Falcons radio network analyst Dave Archer will join us on the morning shift live from the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic on Sports Radio at 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
8:24 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift, and we are live from the Browngrass Charity Golf Classic. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and it is a Falcons Monday. So we're bringing in Dave Archer, former Falcons QB, now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Arch, good morning. I have to imagine there were droves of Falcons fans walking out of the Superdome yesterday, a few inches taller.
Yeah, there was they were all over New Orleans. They took over New Orleans over the weekend. Certainly, the Hawks being there the night before, a lot of fans went to the Hawks game, and then of course all those fans then migrated to the Superdome, and it was fun. It's always fun to leave that building with the look on our face and the look on their face of how that works out when they lose the football game. But it was fun to be there, and we got done what we needed to get done. It's a victory Monday, Allie. It's a victory Monday. Falcons victory Monday.
That's right.
Yeah, Archer, as you know, there's nothing better than going to that place and shutting a bunch of, 70,000 drunk Cajuns.
Careful.
Let's go ahead and just talk about this and get away, because it seems to be, for some reason, we are incapable of being happy in Atlanta and celebrating victory. So let's go ahead and talk about the elephant in the room. Why is Michael Penix not running a similar offense that Kirk Cousins ran yesterday? And I don't want you to spare anything. You got as much time as you want.
No, it's just it's a comfort zone for the two quarterbacks. I mean, why was Kirk not in a similar set a year ago? There was some limitations to what Kirk can do physically with the ankle. A lot of that not necessarily divulged, over the airways or anything like that, but he was struggling with some of the movement. They felt like that he would be able to move better in the pistol a year ago. Penix played in that style of offense at Washington, and that's where he's comfortable. And you try to put players in a position where they feel the most comfortable, but obviously to have the most success. So there's kind of a blend there as to how that works. But obviously with personnel, the way we played with this weekend, there are a lot of 13 personnel, a lot of run personnel, and Kirk's ability to do what he likes to do from under center, I give them credit for going to what Kirk wants to do. And Kirk was very comfortable under center this week. So 29 plays you ran under center and 25 plays you ran from the gun or pistol. So a good split.
Arch, I want to go even further into that, and I want you to – I think I know the answer to some of these, but I want you to explain to the listener. You put Kirk Cousins in at quarterback just a few weeks ago, so the preparation for that week looked a little bit different with Penix kind of being day-to-day. Talk to us about the game preparation in that type of scenario as opposed to what you're dealing with right now in terms of pistol versus 13 personnel versus under center and play action and all the above.
Yeah, well, you know it as well as I do, Mike, that, when you've got a guy that you think might play, obviously you're going to tailor the game plan to the starter, which at that point you thought might be Michael Penix. He might go. So you didn't change as much as far as what you're going to do from a personnel standpoint or what you're going to do from where the quarterback is lined up. As the week progressed, or as you got into Friday, then you kind of had an idea Kirk was going to be the guy potentially in that game. So at that point, you had your game plan in, so you ran with that game plan. We just got our asses kicked that day. It didn't have to do with how you lined up or anything like that. Miami just outplayed you. But the week this week was was tailored. You knew that Michael wasn't playing. So from Monday, when game plan day is Monday and Tuesday, when you put that plan together, then you put it together knowing Kirk was going to be your quarterback, knowing how you wanted to attack New Orleans based on some of their weaknesses. We had not shown much 13 personnel. You wanted to get Keegan Quatoriano on the field. Now, that didn't go well early on. The 13 personnel thing really was kind of getting knocked backwards until started to get some footing. And in all actuality, we didn't blow them up on offense either. We had 300 yards of offense. You had a couple of big plays in the game. I thought the key to the whole football game was that little sequence right there in the third quarter, Mike, when you got the two-play sequence where, you know, Bijan catches the swing after you get the grounding call, and he takes it up the sidelines 32 yards, and then you get the play-action pass, and you hit Mooney over the top. That was kind of a backbreaker for them in a two-play sequence offensively. Other than that, I didn't think you were great on offense. You were efficient enough. You didn't convert third down. So there's a lot of room for improvement, even though you did show some different stuff on offense.
Well, and Dave, you had a chance to talk with David Sills after the game. Where was his head at after getting his first career touchdown catch?
Yeah, I thought he was pretty level-headed, Allie. I thought that you guys probably played the sound. He was obviously excited to get in the end zone. It's been a long time coming for him, a guy that scored a ton of touchdowns when he was in college and just has not been in the right place at the right time. And I thought it was a cool design by Zach. We're in the shotgun there. You motion Bijan out of the backfield. New Orleans gets a little bit confused with what they want to do. Do they want to stay man coverage or they want to zone it off? And the corner and the safety mess that up. And Sills runs a little skinny post there. And, of course, Kirk's right on the money with the throw. And I thought that Kirk, the things that Kirk did in the game that might not go noticed was his quick decisions with the football. Now, he threw it away some. He had to take, I think, three sacks in the game. But I thought his decisions to get the ball out and get it to guys. I mean, you got, you know, Dylan Drummond had a couple of catches. Now, they're catches that aren't going to blow up your stat book, but they were key catches. Obviously, you mentioned Sills had two catches in the game. Charlie Warner had two catches. Charlie Warner has a check down play where it's kind of a third decision by Kirk to check it down to Warner, and then he runs for a first down for you. I just thought that there was a lot of good stuff that Kirk did as far as getting the ball out and getting something somewhat positive out of it.
Arch, the defense was really good yesterday. For the most part, they did allow a couple of long drives, but they kept New Orleans out of the end zone. How big was the impact of getting Devon Diablo back and what he meant to the defense overall?
Huge. Devon had a big smile on his face. Saw him in the locker room. I joked with him. I said, I knew you were going to be able to catch the ball with that big club on your hand. And he started laughing and stuff. But he was really good. I mean, he was where he was needed to be. I thought he caught a couple of tackles. I mean, he was really good before the injury, attacking downhill and making plays around the line of scrimmage. When I say caught, he caught, you know, made tackles 5 and 6 yards down the field a couple times. But I thought for the most part, Devine was a little bit of a spark defensively. Jesse Bates told me after the game, we were just standing there and I was asking if he was okay. And he goes, Devine made a difference, didn't he? And he just smiled at me and stuff. So they knew having him back on the field was going to be a catalyst. I thought D. Alford played extremely well at the nickel spot. Remember Billy Bowman gets hurt on Friday and D's played a lot at the nickel spot. And he had 10 tackles in the game. I thought that was something the defense did extremely well. If you're going to let them throw the ball underneath, you better be able to tackle. And they tackled extremely well yesterday. I didn't think that you saw hardly any missed tackles at all. And, of course, the young guys up front being able to hunt the quarterback. So it was a solid day defensively, no question about it. And, you know, yeah, explosive plays was the key to the game, was to not give up explosives. They only gave up 4 plays of 15 yards or more in a game. And that was something that had broken their back the last 4 weeks or 3 weeks. And they did a really good job of corralling the offense.
Yeah, and the defense also really good in the red zone. I know New Orleans was pretty bad statistically at red zone touchdowns, but you bowed your neck down there a couple of times. Arch, I know that this defense has not been perfect, but I don't know if we can possibly celebrate enough the job that not only Jeff Ulbrich has done with the pass rush, but also guys like Nate Olley, Jacquees Smith. I'm looking at Jalen Walker and James Pierce's numbers, and there's been a lot made about these two guys and the rookie draft picks in the first round, but they are now both leading the NFL rookies in terms of sacks this year. You add that up and put that next to a guy like Brandon Dorlus, who really didn't play much last year, and what he's been capable of doing this season. I don't know that we can heap enough praise on these coaches that are in charge of this pass rush up front.
Yes, and it's not lost on the players, Mike. Again, having a discussion with Jesse Bates in the locker room last night, I said, damn, you guys got, I think, 40 sacks or close to 40 sacks, 39, 40 sacks. He goes, yeah, how many we had the last 3 years? I mean, it's not lost on him in the back end that those guys are hunting up front and they're speeding up the thought process of the quarterback to where he's got one, maybe two options. The ball's got to come out or they're going to be on him. And so you hear all the time about the back end service to the front end and all that stuff when it comes to the secondary and the pass rush. Those guys in the back end are very appreciative as to what those young guys are doing up front hunting the quarterback.
Well, we were so glad to get the outcome we did with that Falcons win over the Saints. Dave, we appreciate the time as always. Normally I would say talk to you Friday, but it's the holiday, so enjoy your Thanksgiving with the fam.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you. You guys, too, have a great holiday. Have a great holiday, all your listeners. And thanks, Bo, for the invite to the Brown Glass class. I didn't even get an invite to the whole deal.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I want to invite you. You're busy. I've got you working today.
I work with a guy every week, and I don't get any. I don't even get an invite. I can't even come and have a beer or anything.
That's crazy. You know, Art, I was going to let you try to get you out of it and let you come today, but then you took that shot at me in the elevator on the way down after the game. So, you know.
That's true. He was looking a little chubby in the elevator, Mike. I don't know when he was going down. So
like a busted can of biscuits in there.
Hopefully, Bo ends up with the Griswold family turkey this year. So there you go.
That's why we love having Dave Archer.
Yeah. I mean,
good stuff, Arch. Thanks.
Yeah.
See you guys.
Yeah, we provided the entertainment for the coaching staff on the way down in the elevator after the game.
Well, thank you very much for the time, Arch. That is Dave Archer, former Falcons QB and analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analyst.
We'll talk to him again on Monday. Coming up, one last look at yesterday's win. It's all good vibes today, and we've got a life of squid.
Yeah, we're going to go over some of the auction items here at the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic that you guys can all participate in and even if you're not in the tournament. Plus, Malik Nabers with a social media post that he probably regrets a little bit right now. All in the morning shift. Sports Radio, 99 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He and Alford both there on the stop.
Yeah,
and they fumble the ball. It's loose on the ground. Atlanta scoops it up, and that is D. Alford. Kamara and Shuck never quite completed the exchange, and Atlanta's got a break early. D. Alford scoops up the loose change on the Kamara fumble.
It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. We are live from the Browngrass Charity Golf Classic. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Of course, we got to talk Falcons. We'll get to the life of Squid. But it's gotten very crowded up here at Eagle Watch.
I know. I'm really upset because I probably should have put my name down the stretch zone wait list, and now things are starting to get – it wasn't really a concern 10 minutes ago, and now it's starting to amp up, and I'm like, dude, I might be like 10th in line.
Will you be able to, because I have a feeling they would let you cut in line, but would your conscience allow you to do that?
No, probably not. Because you're a rule follower.
Oh, yep. I would love to see him cut in line because he would never hear the end of it.
Well, that's true too, but yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Mr. Rule Follower over here, and also, you know, second guesser and shamer. I'm really disappointed.
What can I say, man, you live with a guilty conscience.
I'm really disappointed in how you've treated me the last couple of days.
Dang.
Trying to shame me for everything I do and don't do, like I'm a problem.
That's me.
I mean,
sounds like a Morgan Wallen song.
Yeah. Basically, what she just said is wah.
Hey, my mechanic's here.
So we are up at the Browngrass Charity Golf Classic. You guys are teeing off at what time again?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. All right. And you're in the foursome together. Who are you playing with?
Foursome.
We are playing with two listeners named Justin DelMarco and Blake Dameron, who I saw.
There you go.
So, yeah, we're excited to play with them. And so I'm looking forward to it.
I do see that you already have your beverage, Bo. Mike, you were scouting out something before. Where's your Bloody Mary?
Yeah, I was going to get a Bloody. I asked our partner, Justin, if he would get me one, and I see him on the stretch table. So it seems like he took a left turn when he was supposed to be getting that Bloody Mary.
By the way, the tea gifts, hat, Damn. Shirt, and a flask with the Browngrass Charity Golf Classic
logo
solid.
On it. That's very solid, actually.
So make sure you get those. But also, real quick, I'd be remiss if I didn't say, you can, if you want to be a part of this and you're not going to able to play today, you can go look at the auctions and you can be a part of that. You can win an auction. There's courtside halt tickets. There's an AJ Terrell autographed helmet, Drake London autographed jersey. There's dates for golf tournaments that are golf foursomes you can purchase.
Foursomes.
I think there's an Eric Church ticket package or something. So go to the 99 The Game events website, click on the events page, and you'll see the link. Boom. And you can be a part of this.
I know Mike's going to bid on the Eric Church ticket package.
I was just thinking, I think that's in May. I can make it.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Absolutely. Big fan. All right. Well, yes, 92.9thegame.com to get involved with all of this. But, of course, we got to talk about that win yesterday. It was a little bit melancholy going into New Orleans with all the injury news last week. Kirk Cousins was thrust back into the spotlight as starting QB. Drake London taken out. And so everyone was a little unsure what was going to happen this weekend. But yesterday, it ended 24-10, Falcons on top.
A comfortable win in a season or a couple seasons of uncomfortable wins and losses along the way. I can't say enough about the defense. I think that Arch Bo did a good job bringing that up to Arch and Divine Diablo, the pass rushers. You also just heard the clip of D. Alford. He's talking about injuries last week. Billy Bowman going down, D. Alford stepping back into that nickel role. He's been invaluable and a guy that was not well liked by a lot of Atlanta Falcons fans a year ago with some of the performances he had, but really has made a couple of huge plays and has been invaluable to this defense so far this year. So I don't know what to make of it in the long term. I'm not even going to try to decipher that, but I'm just going to enjoy a victory Monday and move on from there.
You mentioned Divine Diablo, and we got a lot of interaction over the weekend. Nate Landman signed an extension with L.A., and he's played well. And, you know, I think there's a couple of things to be taken out of that. The fact that he was injured a lot last year, which I think led to a little bit of his play. But also people were like, oh, I see we let him go, and look how good he is. Somebody just hit me up on Twitter, and it was a whole conversation, and was like, Jamie Brown on Twitter and said, hey, is Diablo that much of a game changer? I think he is since he's been in Atlanta. It's weird that he couldn't make it in Vegas. The reason Devon Diablo doesn't good in Vegas is very much the reason why at times Nate Landman looked slow, out of position, and not very good here last year. Guys, defensive scheme means a ton. And Devon Diablo is literally the if Jeff Ulbrich went into a lab and built a linebacker to play that position in his system, it's Devon Diablo.
For sure.
Nate Landman is playing with a bigger defensive line, bigger edge players up front. They're different in a lot of ways in L.A., and he fits the scheme of what they want to do, and he's excelling.
Yeah.
It's no secret.
It also it bears mentioning, too, that when you leave a place that you've been for a long time, and I had this conversation, Joe Hawley, one of my good buddies, played center here. He ended up signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he was drafted to Atlanta, played in Atlanta 4 or 5 years, goes to Tampa Bay with Dirk Cutter, plays down there for a couple of seasons. His way of thinking down there was very interesting to me because I played my entire career in Atlanta. And he was like, it's weird when you step into another situation that all of a sudden you become a veteran leader, even if that's not what you were because of the place you got drafted. In Atlanta, you were always known as the rookie that came in, the young guy, the young guy, the young guy. Nate Landman leaves Atlanta. He goes to L.A. and all of a sudden immediately is wearing a Captain C on his chest because he is known as a veteran free agent signee, not a rookie and undrafted free agent and all this other stuff. He is held to a higher standard. He holds more value, and he's given the Captain C on his chest and really fits in with that locker room and that defensive scheme. So I think it's a great point, and I'm happy for him, but I'm also very happy with what we've got in Devon Diablo and what he has meant to the scheme that we are employing here.
Yeah, there's no looking back and saying, oh, man, wish we had him here. No, I'm perfectly happy with Caden Ellis and Devon Diablo, and I'm really happy for a really good dude and a guy that has made – it's working out for him.
Yep.
And Nate Landman. Little Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic today as we were out here for the third annual. And this is cool because you know what? I don't do this a lot, but I'm going to take this moment to pat myself on the back.
I was going to do it before the end of the show, but – you just decided to do it 4 minutes early.
Well, you know what? You had 3 hours, brother.
I didn't want you to gloat for 3 hours, so I was like, I'm going to wait till the very end.
Well, this is a really cool thing because this was a kind of a thing Dave Ashburn wanted to get off the ground. And I said, hey, let's go to my golf course and we'll see what they'll do. And we created this, and then it kind of a little bit fell in me. And now people are like, hey, when's your golf tournament? I'm like, well, it's the station's golf tournament. I just facilitate it.
I've never heard you say that.
But it's right. It's great because we do a really good job. It's all for charity. And we, you know, I want to thank all our partners, you know, Finley Roofing, Window Nation, Batteries Plus, McDonald's, Twin Peaks, Chattanooga Whiskey. I think, what is it? There's a tequila company we have out here. We have Joe's Automotive. My mechanic showed up. And by the way, he played professional golf, so
he was
on the Hooters tour for a while. So he might be someone to be looking for the title in the end.
Goes back to Ali's question: what's the goal today? I'm not going to win.
Yeah,
I'm just going to have fun.
But like, this is a really cool event. I appreciate everybody.
You did nice work, man. Nice work. Seriously, so it's really cool.
We've been able to raise. If we hit our goal today, which we're very close to, we will have raised. Probably right at $100,000, a little bit over $100,000, and it all goes for Pets for Vets,
which is huge. I mean, charity is so amazing. They help our nation's heroes get paired up with these dogs to truly, truly help them. And it's just amazing to see this many. This doesn't happen. This many smiles before 9 a.m. on a Monday.
Yeah,
people are having a good time.
Yeah,
it's true.
The Echo Park Speedway pace car is rolling by,
and We've kind of fallen into the perfect weekend here, being on the Monday of Thanksgiving. It happened just kind of dumbly because we're like, oh, that's the Falcons' bye week, right? We'll do it here. And then last year it worked out, and now I was like, no, let's not move it because I think it works out for a lot of people to make it happen.
But dumbly is a good word.
But anyways, let's get to what happened with the Giants. I do not know what happened at the end of this game in regulation because I saw the Giants with the ball in the red area with like 2 or 3 minutes left. And the next thing I know, the Lions have the football and they're driving for the game-time field goal. So I'm just really confused. And apparently Malik Neighbors was as well. Although I can tweet that I was confused. Maybe Malik Neighbors shouldn't have. And I quote, or end quote, sometimes I think they be the letter, making us lose on purpose. Because it's no way, bro, you throw the ball instead of running it to make them burn two timeouts. Then you don't kick the field goal. Then they have to go down and score. Football common sense. Am I missing something? He deleted this, I believe, Instagram post. No, I don't know what you're missing, Malik. You're pretty spot on there.
Yeah.
I agree. We even saw it play out in our game yesterday, and a lot of people were upset about, Raheem Morris, time management. But you have the football, you run three times, and you're going to kick a field goal. For some reason, the clock stopped, and the play clock did not, I don't think, even fully reset to 40. It felt like it got to 25. It ran down. You got a delay game. Raheem Morris was livid, but they, instead of kicking the field goal, they punt. It would have been malpractice to me if they had kicked that field goal, Mike.
Yeah, I completely
you
agree.
You don't need the points. You're up by two touchdowns. You don't need the points. The last thing you want to do is give them a short field in a situation where you're going to play loose defense.
I couldn't agree with you more. As good as I did feel about Zane Gonzalez yesterday, no need to put him in that kind of a situation where you're asking him to do more than he's capable of.
When do we talk about Zane Gonzalez? Hear me out. I've got a kicker standing in front of me right now. And
specialist.
Drew Butler. But when do we give Zane Gonzalez credit for – because he's came off the street and he had a 57-yarder yesterday. And he's – knock on wood, he's been perfect so far.
I don't know. What is he, our fourth or fifth kicker the last 2 years? I'm going to wait just a little bit.
Well, technically, yeah, the injury is your fourth, but
– Riley Patterson.
Yeah, that's yeah, that's.
I'll wait just a little bit.
Man, I wish I had Zane Gonzalez last year in that game.
Touche.
Anyways, but look, we're happy. Good win for us, and the Giants' problems are the Giants' problems.
I think you're really missing the point of this story is don't post on social media when you're feeling a little emotional about something, right? Especially if you're a professional athlete.
Yeah, there's a couple people I know that could live by that.
There's a three-step process in there somewhere. Just pause, take a breath, put the phone away.
Wait 24 hours. Yeah. See if you still feel that way.
Yeah.
Well, that is going to do it for us. These guys got to get out and start golfing. For Mike, Bo, Bubby, Dylan, and myself, Ali Mack, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
think twice before you click post.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.